Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts Banking Commissioner Stephen Antonakis will be heading to Washington to help set up the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Congress created the agency in the wake of the financial crisis. Antonakis will be responsible for ensuring that the nation's largest banks adhere to new rules and don't mislead and exploit consumers. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the selection of Antonakis is being generally well-received, despite some reservations.
This represents a big opportunity for the 42-year-old Stephen Antonakis. Antonakis has been with the Massachusetts Division of Banks for the past 20 years, rising from an entry-level bank examiner to commissioner. Now he's on his way to Washington.
It's really an opportunity to build something from scratch. It's been 20 years of training for this position, so I feel pretty good about it.
His new job will be to end the kind of abuse that caused the financial crisis, to ensure that banks and lenders are transparent about terms of credit and that they offer loans and other products that people can actually understand and afford. As the state's banking commissioner for the past 7 years, Antonakis has earned generally good reviews. Here's Congressman Barney Frank, who co-authored the financial reform bill.
He is very well respected by consumer groups, which isn't always the case. With a bank regulator, the fear is that sometimes they get too close to the banks. And I should say that his relations with the Massachusetts bankers are also good. So he's an ideal choice. In fact, he's someone that I frequently called on to testify to present what I thought was a very good viewpoint.
But there are critics as well.
So where was the State Division of Banks, which regulates mortgage brokers and lenders, as the subprime mortgage crisis escalated?
This report by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting, which aired on WBUR last fall, concluded that Antonakis' office was far less aggressive in disciplining abusive mortgage lenders than regulators in other states.
And it puts Massachusetts dead last compared to every other state in New England, and below North Carolina, which has a similar number of brokers.
Antonakis takes issue with that report. He says it compared enforcement in Massachusetts unfairly. He says that's because his office counted companies that were disciplined, while other jurisdictions counted individuals. So he says the comparison made Massachusetts look much weaker.
We had smaller numbers, but if you look at the substance and the type of orders that we were issuing, I would think that you see quite substantive actions that were being taken.
Well, I think the foreclosure problem is so enormous that no agency has been aggressive enough.
Nadine Cohen is an attorney with Boston Legal Services who represents people facing foreclosures. She says Antonakis is a good choice for the new federal agency and that the Massachusetts Division of Banks needs a strong successor.
It's a great opportunity for the governor to appoint someone else who will be aggressively enforcing the laws and ensuring that the banks comply with the laws.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is being set up by Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Warren, who's now an assistant to President Obama. Warren has long pushed for a national consumer watchdog organization to protect consumers from predatory mortgage lenders and credit card companies.
No one should be confused about which credit card is cheaper or how much a mortgage will cost. The main job of the new Consumer Financial Protection Agency is to set up basic rules so that no one gets tricked or trapped again.
I think Professor Warren's exactly right.
Again, Stephen Antonakis.
Really, it's about ensuring transparency for the American public, and that really will be our role.
At the new federal agency, Antonakis will be ensuring that banks and non-banks, including mortgage lenders, check cashing companies, and payday lenders, are all subject to the same level of federal oversight. Deirdre Cummings says Antonakis will have a lot to offer the new federal agency. Cummings is with the consumer advocacy group MassPIRG.
Massachusetts has been one of those states that has very few of those predatory lenders, and a lot of that is due to state's aggressive role in ensuring that proper, good, fair business practices have to be first and foremost.
Stephen Antonakis has a big job ahead of him and not a lot of time to make the transition. His office in the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is supposed to be up and running by this summer. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.